preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks. Not making any whiskey or not making our own smoke here, but you can fish in the Red River now that it's spring is here. Oh, wonderful. And you're listening to the American Freedom Party's Trump Phenomenon Program. And two of your hosts are here. I'm James Kelso in North Dakota, a great coal-producing state. And we'll talk a little bit about coal tonight. Great news on coal in one of the great nations of coal production. And thanks to Donald Trump. And George in Maryland. George, thank you for being with us.
Hey, James, my state, it specializes in hot air.
I'll tell you where you figure in coal production. Let's see. Of course, you wouldn't expect Maryland to. Well, coal is produced in Maryland, not very much. Let's see. What is this measure? Is this in short tons? In millions of short tons, Maryland is state number 19 with 2 million. Ahead of
Alaska. Some coal mines in Garrett County, a few in Washington County, all out on the panhandle, which really ought to be part of West Virginia. They've been trying to secede forever. All the good parts of Maryland want to secede. All the bad parts of Maryland won't let us go because we pay all the bills. And I'm on a roll, James. Our Fox News guy, Hannity, was all over, not Hannity, who's a young guy?
Tucker Carlson?
Tucker Carlson was all over the superintendent of schools in Monkey County. $275,000 a year for this bird brain. He has nothing to say. The big rape happened last week, and he's telling, well, everybody just please go away and leave me alone. You know, rapes are part and parcel of diversity. You know, you should go to expect it. Being raped by Muslims in Mexico, Mexicans, is a wonderful thing. Welcome to Montgomery County.
Well, yes, and thank goodness your governor has some common sense, but the legislature of Maryland, folks, we talked about it in a previous show, voting to make Maryland a sanctuary state. Now, we had a Sheriff Hodgson, H-O-D-G-S-O-N, who came out saying that these people should be prosecuted, should be locked up. These people who violate U.S. code by refusing to cooperate with police and ICE on this question of illegal immigration. So we'll talk about that in tonight's show. And I hope you'll join us with your calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's return for just a moment to the coal question. Donald Trump signed an executive order today undoing a number of Obama orders that were crushing the coal industry. And here are the states. Donald Trump reversed those today. And what states will be most impacted? George mentioned Maryland. America's number one coal production state. Does anybody out there in the audience know what state it is? I'll tell you what. They're dancing in Wyoming tonight. 395 million short tons of coal. So if you're looking for a job in the coal industry, you might get a plane ticket to Wyoming. West Virginia is number two with 112, less than a third of Wyoming. Wyoming really sticks out. Kentucky, 77 million tons. Pennsylvania in fourth place with 60 million. Illinois with 58. That's a surprise. Montana, 44 million. Texas, 43 million tons of coal. There's coal mining jobs. Hiring notices will go out tomorrow morning, folks. Indiana, 39 million tons. And here we are in my own North Dakota, 29 million tons. And here we're way down in number nine. I'll tell you, that's still an awful lot of coal. Train load after train load of hundreds of cars of North Dakota coal go rolling through this part of northern North Dakota. Colorado, 24 million tons. Ohio, 22. New Mexico, 22. Utah, 18. Alabama, 16. That was in the Civil War. Alabama produced that coal for Confederate trains. Virginia, 15 million. Arizona, 8. Mississippi, 4. Louisiana, 3. Maryland, there you are, George. 2 million tons, short tons of coal. Alaska, 1.5. Oklahoma, 1. Tennessee, 1. Missouri, Arkansas, and Kansas. Kansas produces 100,000 tons of coal, and that's it. Everybody else, you don't have much of a coal industry. So that's 25 states that are going to be impacted by what Donald Trump did today. And, in fact, let me see if I can't get the that story. I'll bring it up to you. Another story today, Donald Trump met with the Fraternal Order of Police. Very important. This is all in the category of great news about Donald Trump. And let me tie this to yesterday's show, and maybe we got a little bit into this the day before. Is Kelso a cheerleader for Trump? Question. Answer, yes. And I was pretty hard on Bill in Wisconsin for having nothing but bad news about Trump, or bad opinions. It was basically his bad opinions about Donald Trump. And I believe my optimism and my enthusiasm is very well justified. And I offer today as yet another in an unending chain of such days of remarkable news. The repeal or the reversal of these Obama orders on oil and gas and coal, huge consequences. He also undid some Obama education orders today. Just in one day, these things just go flying through the transom. And another thing to note, when it's Donald Trump with his pen writing executive orders, the action is fast and it's effective. The difficulties of the last couple of weeks come where? When we get to the second branch, the legislative branch. Donald Trump, the Trump Revolution, which captured the White House. We now find out, this is obvious, a school child could have figured this out, but took us a while to figure it out. Capturing the legislative branch is another stage, stage two. Heroes are appearing, bad guys are appearing. It's going to take a while for that to sort itself out. And then, of course, we have to make progress in the third branch of government, and Donald Trump making big strides with Neil Gorsuch. More announcements today from the Republicans that if the Democrats use filibuster to hold up the Gorsuch nomination, the Republicans will deploy the nuclear option, change the rules of Congress, so that all they need is 51 votes in the Senate to confirm Neil Gorsuch. He isn't going to need converting.
There's a term for that, James. It's called being hoisted on your own petard.
Yes. And the let us look at this meeting today with the Fraternal Order of Police. They are... If you recall, in the campaign, the Fraternal Order of Police, I think it was in September of last year, endorsed Donald Trump. This was, you know, Donald Trump isn't using the word huge the way he used to. I hope he starts, he gets it going again. This was huge. And because they're huge, when they were founded in Pittsburgh at the turn of the century, They elected not to call themselves a union, but to call themselves a fraternal order. But they are a union. And their membership is over 325,000 in 2,100 local chapters, which they call lodges. Your local police department and sheriff's office have a lodge of the Fraternal Order of Police. And they have a National Grand Lodge. They overwhelmingly endorsed Donald Trump in September, and that really had an impact on the election. And let's see if we can't find here Donald Trump talking to them today. Let me see if I have that queued up. I think I do. Got a lot of news here, so I've got to sort through it. Here he is talking to the Fraternal Order of Police today.
Tremendous honor to welcome the Fraternal Order of Police to the White House. So many of you I know for so long, and you've been friends of mine, and you do a great job.
This is today.
Nobody braver. I want to thank your entire leadership team, including your national president, Chuck Canterbury. I also want to thank you for your support during the election. I guess you probably know the numbers were extremely lopsided, right? I'm just trying to figure out who were the few people that voted the other way. Who are they? Could you find out who they are, please, and let us know?
I don't know.
As I traveled the country during my campaign, I had the great privilege to spend time with our amazing police officers who risk their lives every day to keep us safe. And I made a crucial pledge. We will always support, and you people know that better than anybody, you know me, the incredible men and women of law enforcement. I will always have your back 100% like you've always had mine, and you showed that on November 8th. I'm also pleased to have with us our great Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. Thank you, Jeff, for being here. That was a big day you had yesterday, too, in Sanctuary Cities.
Thank you.
That was a very, very important thing you did, and frankly, a very popular thing, so congratulations. And Jeff is with us, a strong supporter of law enforcement. You know that? He was in Alabama. He was the Attorney General. He was a U.S. attorney, and a lot of people don't know that. They know him as the senator, but the law enforcement people knew him more even as the other. So, going to do a great job. Good, Jeff. Great to have you with us. Sadly, our police are often prevented from doing their jobs. When policing is reduced, the main victims are the most vulnerable citizens of our society, and you see that all over. In too many of our communities, violent crime is on the rise, and in too many places, our citizens have not been safe for a very, very long time.
Let me pause Donald Trump right there. It's all great here. I can't play all 6 minutes of this clip from whitehouse.gov. But seated around the table there in the White House are the big shots of the Fraternal Order of Police. And later in this, they go around the table all introducing themselves. These are all the executives of the Fraternal Order of Police. And notice, George, what an easier time Donald Trump has in dealing with people who deal with the real world, like police and sheriffs, rather than politicians.
Well, to say the least, I'll just say the word. Donald Trump has immensely, infinitely more class than his last four predecessors. These people love being in his presence. I'm telling you, I would be tickled pink to be invited to the White House, even though I'd be in the Fraternal Order of something we can't even say on the air. But he's got the right idea, and he invites the good people up. Now, just look at their faces. They're glowing. I mean, they didn't look like that when they're going to be, you know, meet with Barack Oblivion.
Yes. And the notice tying this together with, I guess you could say, the Trump boo birds is Donald Trump, you know, he's had some difficulties with the Republican Congress in getting them to, like herding cats. Let's think back, folks. In September, the Fraternal Order of Police, 325,000 strong, endorsed Donald Trump. Normally not, you know, a police union, not something that endorses candidates. Border Patrol, they never endorse a candidate. Not okay for them to do that. They endorsed Donald Trump. ICE endorsed Donald Trump. How many of those congressmen, 200 and some Republican congressmen, boy, I should have that number nailed down, but it's 250 or so. If a caller has the exact number at their fingertips, please call us. Those 250 or so Republican congressmen, how many of them endorsed Donald Trump? Goose egg. Goose egg. Initially, none. And through the campaign, more or less, none. How many U.S. senators endorsed Donald Trump? I remember the first one because he was the only one, Jeff Sessions. So remember, all those people who are acting like they don't, like the gang that can't shoot straight in the Republican House and Senate, these people, you think they've forgotten this? They were all supporters of Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush and Ted Cruz and you name it. Anybody but Trump they had endorsed and campaigned for.
I have to go
for.
Get a Tylenol, James. You just mentioned the name Ted Cruz.
But these people, these politicians, they have wounded egos now. And they're having to now form up as a team. I remember I used to be a senior patrol leader of a Boy Scout troop, and one of my jobs was, so the scoutmaster didn't have to do it, was to get all the patrols to line up in a straight rows and shut up. And I had a whistle in order to accomplish that.
patrol days.
Yeah.
Public schools really meant something.
Yeah, and once I had all the scouts lined up and quiet, the scoutmaster would come out of the meeting house and address the troop. But that's what these people, they needed. Donald Trump needs somebody with a loud whistle and a big voice to shut these people up and get them lined up in straight rows. so that's going to take a little while to do that. And speaking of law enforcement, let's talk about Sheriff Hodgson. Let me see if I can't find this story. And I will. I'm going to find that. Sheriff Hodgson came out from Bristol County, Massachusetts. I've got to find the text of the story. I will bring it to you. But Sheriff Hodgson said today that the mayors and the other government officials, county officials of states and cities that declare themselves sanctuary cities should be thrown in jail and should be prosecuted. This was wonderful. Shades of Sheriff David Clark of Wisconsin, also with the same kind of strong patriot language. And another, I'm going to tie another little connection here. As we find out who the good guys are, the guys who will line up in straight rows and form up as a troop. We mentioned Mo Brooks yesterday and the wonderful things he said recently concerning things patriotic. And so I read up on Mo Brooks last night. Shame on me for not being familiar with this great U.S. congressman from Alabama. Where does Mo Brooks come from? What is his pedigree? Well, let's see. He was, remember Jeff Sessions? He's a very good guy. First and only senator to endorse Donald Trump. Guess who was his assistant? Let's see, what's the title here? Special Assistant Attorney General for the Attorney General of Alabama. It was Mo Brooks before he became a U.S. congressman. So not too strange that Mo Brooks sounds a lot like Jeff Sessions. In fact, maybe even, no, he sounds just as good as Jeff Sessions easily. Let me just check and see if we've got anybody on our phone lines. I haven't checked the phone lines yet. Take a look here, George. And if you want to get in on the conversation on anything we've opened up here, it's 800-313-9443. You can call in. Lines are open. Let me pick out another story. I'll have that for you right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Here we are.
I don't want no
folks, you're listening to the Trump Phenomenon, and we're documenting for you today the progress over the last 24 hours of the Trump train barreling down the tracks of history. We're mentioning Sheriff Thomas Hodgson of Bristol County, Massachusetts. And here's the story. I looked for a YouTube on Thomas Hodgson. There's only one right now that I can find, and it was posted 34 minutes ago, and I'm the first guy to click on it. Shame on the public for not viewing this. Here it is, 34 minutes ago, no views. Hodgson takes fight against sanctuary cities to Washington. Let me play a little bit of this for you. This is news coverage of that hearing in Congress today.
shy when it comes to his feelings about immigration and sanctuary cities. And in Washington, D.C. today, in front of a subcommittee, a House Judiciary Subcommittee on Immigration, Hodgson called sanctuary cities a danger, but he went a step further than that, calling for the arrests of the mayors of sanctuary cities.
These officials pledge not to work with, cooperate, or even communicate with federal immigration enforcement. As a result, these safe zones have become magnets for illegal aliens, some of which have violent criminal records. If these sanctuary cities are going to harbor and conceal criminally illegal aliens from ICE, which is in direct violation of Title VIII of the U.S. Code, federal arrest warrants should be issued for their elected officials.
You might remember earlier this year, Sheriff Hodgson signed a deal with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Under that agreement, officers from the Sheriff's Department will be trained to conduct immigration screenings on inmates, just like ICE agents. The sheriff has also pitched support from Bristol County inmates to build President Donald Trump's wall between the U.S. and Mexico. And tomorrow, the sheriff is set to meet with the U.S. Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. And yesterday, you might remember, as we reported, Sessions announced that he would withhold federal grant money to so-called sanctuary cities in order to get them to cooperate with federal immigration law. I'm Steve Nielsen, Eyewitness News.
Now, folks, you know, when you hear that Eyewitness News tag, that means it's local news. This stuff doesn't go out over the national news. Anyway, that was wonderful. Sheriff Thomas Hodgson, another good guy who has...
Wonderful. A sheriff in the People's Republic of Taxachusetts actually demanding that federal... And he referred to, you know, invaders as aliens, which is what they are. And that sanctuary city is, you know, that's treasonous conduct. Yeah, it is against the law. I love it. Let's arrest him. Arrest my mayor. Come on down to this place and arrest my mayor. He's another one.
And where is Bristol County, folks? Sheriff Thomas Hodgson, a distinguished looking man with gray hair, as he testified there before Congress today. He's got 548,000 constituents who elected him. He's the CLEO, the chief law enforcement officer of his county, as is the sheriff of your county or parish or borough, the only such CLEO elected. U.S. sheriffs, very important people. His 548,000 constituents in Bristol County, that is in southern, on the coast there in the south of Massachusetts, counties created by the Pilgrims around the town of Bristol, Massachusetts. And some of my ancestors did that creating of that county. So I'm very proud of the current sheriff. The let's see if we can throw another story on the fire here for you for tonight. In our Hall of Heroes, which is lengthening now, we mentioned another congressman, Steve King of Iowa. And if you recall, he has made some spectacular statements such as Western civilization is a superior culture. We'll come back to Steve King and your calls after this break. Eric in California and Joel in Wisconsin. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. We've got a couple callers, Joel, in Wisconsin. Well, I'll tell you what, Wisconsin is a hotbed of radio commentary. And the let's see, I mentioned somebody else here. We had somebody. We've lost him. But we have Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, before we put you on the air, I want to play one more little segment here. I mentioned another hero. Among those heroes that are appearing now is Donald Trump has to now proceed from capturing the White House in what the New York Times called a top-down coup d'etat. We've got two other branches that have to be secured. And we learned with the Obamacare rollout replacement by Paul Ryan that the second branch was not secured yet. And, of course, the third branch, very much not secured. We have to get Neil Gorsuch in there and then other Supreme Court justices. Steve King, appearing in the Hall of Heroes, Northwest Iowa U.S. Congressman. Listen to Steve King in the last week. This is just wonderful. Here he is.
And Republican Congressman Steve King.
Oh, and this is your that voice there. You recognize it from your boob tube. Chris Cuomo, the son of the departed Cuomo of New York fame. Here's Chris Cuomo. What an obnoxious dweeb he is. Here he goes, interviewing Steve King.
Of Iowa, Congressman, always a pleasure to have you on the show. You have your own comments to explain this morning. You tweeted support of a Mr. Wilders, who's running for prime minister in the Netherlands, and you wrote that Wilders understands that culture and demographics are our destiny. We cannot restore our civilization with somebody else's babies. This is being condemned by many regions of American politics and citizenry. What did you mean?
Well, of course,
wait a minute. Just a second. Interrupt here. Chris Cuomo, it's being condemned by many regions of American citizenry. You can tell he's choking up. He can't even get the right words out. We're praising Steve King, Chris Cuomo. Let's listen to the man we're praising.
I meant exactly what I said, as it always is the case, Chris. And to expand on that a little further, I've been to Europe and I've spoken on this issue. And I've said the same thing as far as 10 years ago to the German people and to any population of people that is a declining population that isn't willing to have enough babies to reproduce themselves. And I've said to them, you cannot rebuild your civilization with somebody else's babies. You've got to keep your birth rate up, and that you need to teach your children your values. And in doing so, then you can grow your population and you can strengthen your culture. You can strengthen your way of life. And that's not happening in any of the Western European countries. France comes the closest to having a birth rate that's a replacement rate. But it's a clear message that we need to get our birth rates up, or Europe will be entirely transformed within a half a century or a little more. And Geert Wilders knows that, and that's part of his campaign and part of his agenda.
Right, but if you want to apply that kind of thinking to America, it seems like a complete contradiction of what we're all about. I mean, this is the...
Now I'm with you, James. All I can stand. Mr. Cuomo.
A complete contradiction of what we're all about. You know, folks, this is just our wildest dream come true to hear things like this. Now, one of the things we can do here on the show is mine these little nuggets in the coal mine of truth. We can mine these little nuggets and bring them out to you. The mainstream media is going to hide guys like Steve King. It's wonderful they're getting on the air at all. Here is thanks to Donald Trump. It's the only reason Steve King's on with this right here. And he has been saying this for a while, but you haven't been hearing it because they're not going to put it on the air. Yeah, let's go to the idiot Chris Cuomo and the hero Steve King referenced, Geert Wilders of the Netherlands. Let's just play this one more time for your delectation. I don't know. I can't hear this enough times. Here he is, Geert Wilders, who just finished in second place. Big, and he had big gains for his party, the Freedom Party of the Netherlands. Here he is. I think this is the night before the election, or 48 hours before the election. Boy, he
threw
down.
It was the night before.
The night before, folks, and boy, did the world sit up and take note when Geert Wilders said this in his message to the Turks. And the Netherlands, just as background, the Netherlands acknowledges in its government statistics that there are almost 500,000 Muslims in the Netherlands, a small country. But everybody who's offered an opinion on it knows that says the number is much greater, as is the case with all of our invading immigrant population. Here he is, Geert Wilders.
Today, I have a message for the Turks. Your government is fooling you into believing that one day you will become a member of the European Union. Well, forget it. You are no Europeans, and you will never be. An Islamic state like Turkey does not belong to Europe. All the values Europe stands for, freedom, democracy, human rights are incompatible with Islam. We do not want visa-free travel for Turks coming to Europe either. European governments that agree with this will be voted out of office by the people. Turkey voted for Erdogan, a dangerous Islamist who raises the flag of Islam. We do not want more, but less Islam. So Turkey, stay away from us. You are not welcome here.
Well, I wish we had 5 million Geert Wilderses on this side of the Atlantic. And I wish he had won his election, but at least they have more seats. It's a start, James.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. It's immense. And, of course, we do have a bunch of Geert Wilders. Steve King is one of them. Sheriff Thomas Hodgson is another. Jeff Sessions is another. And he took big action against sanctuary cities yesterday, as Donald Trump mentioned. And, of course, at the head of the pack, and Geert Wilders himself has specifically said this, Marine Le Pen has specifically said it, the man leading the charge, engineering the Trump train, Donald Trump himself, really pushing. I mean, what are we hearing from Geert Wilders and Sheriff Hodgson and Mo Brooks and Steve King? What are we hearing? It's just what distinguishes these people and Marine Le Pen? What makes them stand out? Well, let's think about it for a second. They're honest. They're telling the truth. So they don't have to communicate with each other to figure this out. They're just being honest about what everybody sees, but only a certain number of people have the guts to say it. And second thing, they're intelligent. They're honest and they're intelligent. They're using their European minds to correctly comprehend the scene, as their ancestors, Isaac Newton and Galileo, used their European minds to correctly assess their environment. And so these heroes will appear, they will just pop up out of the woodwork. And networks like this one, communication channels like this one, will also pop up. And what will distinguish us is that we're being honest and we're being intelligent. And maybe you can add a few other things.
There's a little more component. Donald Trump, it's Trump time, and the tip of his sword is not pointed at the throat of the pro-white patriot nationalist movement. It just isn't. And the time to make hay is now. That's one of the reasons we're making hay.
Yes. Let's go to our callers. Joel in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Okay, I got a little tidbit for you. I heard it on another radio program. Maybe you can check it out. I heard that Judge Napolitano has gone on the list of Trump's possible Supreme Court judges.
Oh, I like it.
I'd love to hear him.
Oh, that's beautiful. And this would be for the next vacancy?
Just on the list. Yeah, the list for the next vacancy.
Oh, that's wonderful.
The Senate would probably tie him up forever, you know.
Well, I think, Napolitano can handle these guys. I've only met him one time at the CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, in 2011. He was on the stage alone with Ron Paul, and they were having a colloquy with the audience, the two of them sitting in stuffed chairs on the stage. I think we were at the Omni Shoreham Hotel. And boy, what a genius. And of course, he has a huge national following. He's on national television. How he secured a TV show, I don't know. Is he on the Fox network? Probably
I think
is.
I think nice. I just let him go from there.
Yeah, well, Joel, thank you very much for this. Any other gems for us?
No, just that I'm right across the river from Minnesota, and Minneapolis is a sanctuary city. I just thought I'd throw that in.
Yes. Well, we need to throw the mayor of Minneapolis in the pokey.
Minnesota didn't vote for Trump. Wisconsin barely did. Normally, Wisconsin is pretty Democratic, but they're Democrat. But it happened.
Well, the
that's it.
Joel, I've got good friends right out in your neck of the woods there in Eau Claire. And so thank you for calling. And please call in with more gems like this.
Okay. Good day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joel.
Let's turning to our news here. We started the show. Trump signs an order sweeping away Obama era climate policies. Well, this is another aspect of this story. Listen to this. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order on today, to undo a slew of Obama era climate change regulations that his administration says is hobbling oil drillers and coal miners. A move environmental groups have vowed to take to fill in the blank court, of course, what they do. That's why we need Judge Napolitano and Justice Gorsuch to put an end to all this nonsense after the appeals from these idiot judges. The decrees put in by Obama and others, the decree's main target is former President Barack Obama's Clean Power Plan. It required states to slash carbon emissions from power plants, a critical element in helping. Now, realize this is a important.
Yeah, read it. The critical element in, drum roll, please.
Helping the United States meet its commitments to a global climate change accord reached by nearly 200 countries in Paris in 2015. The so-called, and notice they use terms like this, so-called. Now, they don't call Barack Obama's thing so-called. They call it a critical element in meeting commitments. That sounds good, doesn't it? But Trump is the so-called energy independence order. Also reverses a ban on coal leasing on federal lands. That's huge, folks. Undoes rules to curb methane emissions from oil and gas production. Huge. And reduces the weight of climate change and carbon emissions in policy and infrastructure permitting decisions.
Trump mentioned that the People's Republic of China ignores all this stuff and sulfurizes anything they want. And they violate every line of every bloody treaty, including Paris or whatever. Only we were the castrated ones.
And here's what Donald Trump said today. Quote, I am taking historic steps to lift restrictions on American energy, to reverse government intrusion, and to cancel job-killing regulations. Trump said at the, where did he say it? At the Environmental Protection Agency headquarters. Yes, you're not dreaming. At the EPA headquarters, he said that. Speaking on a stage lined with coal miners.
I love it.
the wide-ranging order is the boldest yet in Trump's broader push to cut environmental regulation, to revive the drilling and mining industries, a promise he made repeatedly during the presidential campaign. Let me just skip down here just a little bit. And folks, when you read the text of this order, oh, it's amazing. And think about it for a moment. Obama was what? He was ordering the states to cut, carbon emissions. What a baloney, pile of baloney that is. But he's ordering the states to cut carbon emissions. Now, what's wrong with this picture, folks? It's unconstitutional. The federal government does not have the power to order states around like a bunch of peons. That's not in the Constitution. That's what Judge Antonin Scalia pronounced in his majority decision in Prince versus the United States, which started out as Richard Mack versus the United States. Sheriff Mack of Graham County, Arizona, who filed a lawsuit against the BATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, when they were trying to push around all of the sheriffs of Arizona, telling them, you are our flunkies. The recently enacted Brady Bill, you will execute. You will keep lists of people who own firearms in your county. You will submit these lists to us at the BATF and follow our other orders. Sheriff Mack, who's since become one of the leaders of the 10th Amendment movement, an organization among 3,100 plus U.S. sheriffs, he was in this meeting. He went home. He was stunned. He went home and talked to his wife, and he said, honey, there was something wrong today. Something was really wrong. And then he described how they were being pushed around by the BATF, and he said, made a very courageous decision. He said, I'm going to file a lawsuit. I'm going to object. It went all the way to the Supreme Court. Antonin Scalia made the great decision based on not the Second Amendment, right to keep and bear arms, which is good enough. He went one step higher, and he made it applicable to all law, not just gun law. He used the 10th Amendment, stating that those powers not specifically delegated to the U.S. federal government are reserved to the states and the people respectively. And therefore, the BATF has no business pushing sheriffs around. And in this towering decision that people like Justices Sotomayor and Kagan have to deal with, because it's the law of the land, boy, do they wish this stuff could be made to go away. But Scalia stated that the county sheriffs of America, like Sheriff Thomas Hodgson, are co-equal and completely independent from the federal government, cannot be ordered around. We got a break and then another segment. You can still get a call in. We'll see you in a minute.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We'll be right back.
We're back, folks. We're in our last segment. We've only got one caller on the lines, and we will get him in. That's Jeff in Chicago. Jeff, hang on. I just want to rush through a couple more announcements. It's an exciting, every 24 hours is exciting. The Democratic National Committee asked all of its staffers to resign. All of them, 100%. Ooh, that's leadership. That's the, when you're defeated, that's a good way to handle it. They told them all to get out, and they're going to start over again. Donald Trump, take note. And I'm sure he has, of course, far more of a leader than anybody the DNC will ever produce. Another item we were not able to cover in tonight's show, and so much is happening, we probably never will be able to cover it, but Donald Trump gave a tremendous weekly address on Saturday. Some of them are on Fridays, some on Saturdays. This one on March 25th, tremendous. He talked about our space program. Oh, it was great. What a visionary Donald Trump is. Folks, he is going into space in a big way. Get ready for this. And really has a vision. And by the way, a lot of that visionary activity will be occurring in Huntsville, Alabama, which is in the district of U.S. Congressman Mo Brooks. And just south of a little place right there on the Alabama-Tennessee state line called Kelso, Tennessee, where you'll find in the little cafe there, you'll find a picture of Admiral Frank Kelso having breakfast and lunch at the cafe there in the little teeny, teeny town of Kelso, Tennessee, which, yes, that's my family. And let's now go to Jeff in the formerly great city of Chicago. Jeff, you're on the air.
Greetings, gentlemen. Hey, you know what? I think maybe some of President Trump's people are listening to the show, because if you recall, shortly after the election, I said on the show that I hope that he nominated Judge Andrew Napolitano or Justice Janice Rogers Brown to fill the Supreme Court nomination. Do you recall that?
Yes. So,
and so that caller, when he called in earlier, I was like, well, that's pretty cool, because Ginsburg's on her way out. I don't expect her to make it very much longer. She, she's 83, and, well, whatever. So I'm sure that they're ready. They're ready to nominate maybe Judge Andy. So hopefully, it'll come sooner rather than later.
Well, the nuclear option, Jeff, takes it out of the hands of the demo rats, so that with 51 votes, and if necessary, Vice President Pence casting the deciding vote, the Republicans, they have this in their hands now. This was the leadership problem they ran into with the Obamacare mess up. They have it in their hands now. Their fate is not determined by the Democrats. This is an amazing moment. Senate, House, White House, all controlled by the Republicans.
Well, there's no way they could filibuster Andrew Napolitano. The guy's very popular.
But the nuclear option will probably be invoked in Gorsuch's case and will be there for Justice Napolitano to be. Okay. We're out of time, folks. Thank you,
right,
Jeff.
Good night.
We'll see you all tomorrow night with more of the Trump phenomenon. Thank you, George.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO bio-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.